Former Attorney General Janet Reno today signaled her interest in running for governor of Florida. Several Democratic hopefuls already are battling for the chance to run against incumbent Governor Jeb Bush. For most of the summer, Reno has been conducting a very public exploratory campaign. NPR's Philip Davis caught up with Reno yesterday as she mingled with Democratic Party faithful at a Labor Day cookout in suburban Miami.
Like most of her campaign stops, Reno's visit here with the South Dade County Democratic Club was low-key but effective. As usual, she drove up alone in her trademark red pickup truck and was casually dressed in a long cotton sundress and a wide-brimmed straw hat. To persistent questions about her intentions, she would only say, "Stay tuned." Reno said she's gotten a strong message during her travels.
People want somebody who will lead with independence, with strength, who will work hard for what is important, and that education, the environment, growth management, care for our elders are issues that are vital to Floridians.
Reno will be entering a field crowded with Democratic contenders. They include former U.S. Representative and Ambassador to Vietnam, Pete Peterson, Congressman Jim Davis of Tampa, State Representative Lois Frankel of West Palm Beach, and State Senator Darrell Jones, the only black candidate in the race. But state polls show Reno is a clear favorite. At yesterday's Labor Day picnic, she was surrounded by well-wishers like Florence Orfis, a retired real estate agent.
Oh, we're excited about her. Oh, yeah. Well, number one, we're still waiting for her to give us the official act. But if she says yes, we're going to back her up completely.
Reno's high name recognition, the result of 8 years as President Clinton's attorney general and 4 terms as state attorney in Miami-Dade County, gives her powerful advantages. But her controversial decisions to extract Elian Gonzalez from the home of his Miami relatives and to authorize the assault on the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, are viewed negatively by many here. A recent Miami Herald opinion poll showed Reno trailing Governor Jeb Bush by a substantial margin. When Governor Bush announced his re-election intentions earlier this summer, he sounded eager to take Reno on.
I like the polls I showed. I hadn't announced and I was up 7 against a person that's known by 100% of the people of the state. I'll take that. I'll take that right now.
But John Stack, a political science professor at Florida International University, says it's too early for any polls to be definitive.
Many of the issues have not yet been defined. And a lot's going to ride on the economic health of Florida, which has really been slowing down.
The race promises to be one of the most expensive and hard-fought in recent memory. Many Democrats still hold a grudge against Jeb Bush for the role he played in helping his brother win Florida and hence the presidency. Thankful Republicans are just as determined to keep Governor Bush on the job. With all the political jockeying, it certainly feels as if the race is well underway, but in reality, voters won't go to the polls until November 2002, more than a year from now. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.